from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Team, we've yet to see someone really do that in the NFL.
Do you consider, well, there are probably people who would consider Goff very, like, much an above average, but by no means like elite guy, and they just paid Amon-Ra St.
Right.
Brown.
Yeah,
but I think Goff's better than above average. I think Goff, when
you are a Goff,
I'm an acolyte. I'm a Goff acolyte.
You are a Goff zealot.
You sit and you protect Jared Goff in the pocket. He's going to slice, dice, and vivisect like he did to the Niners for most.
Vivisect?
Yes.
Donnie, have you ever been vivisected before out there?
No, I think Charlie and I are going to do a whole hour on vivisect tonight.
It'll be the vivisection of the show. If
what
you were vivisected,
you think
Donnie,
means,
you,
Don?
You would be dead, by the way, if you had been vivisected.
To vivisect.
What's it mean?
The hell do I know?
See, you got to go back to this. I know you don't want to dumb yourself down, but if a word is outside of the Donnie football understanding, mm-hmm. we have to continue to think of him as our core audience, a football guy. And football guys need to know.
I don't know if you need to dumb
stuff.
Yourself down that
it's
much.
It's not dumbing down. It's just being very particular
vivisecting
about
vivisecting is a bad thing, for the record.
Is it like intersecting?
I think context clues gave that away, Chris, because the other words.
Well,
you...
but it's like especially bad. It's like operating on something that's living for scientific purposes. So you'd be carving up a living organism, a defense in this case.
Dissecting.
No, yeah, that's for dead. The frog
right,
is dead.
But,
if you were doing that to a live frog, you'd be vivisecting it, and you'd also probably need like a mental health evaluation.
Like the bad guy in Saw was doing that.
Yes, correct. Jared Goff does that to defenses.
So here is Jeremy Fowler, our buddy from ESPN. He is saying that the 49ers are still working on a long-term deal with Ayuk, but have agreed on a trade that would send the star wide receiver to the Steelers. Talks between the 49ers and Steelers have quieted in recent days, but a source told Fowler, an Ayuk trade is one phone call away.
But hasn't it been one phone call away for a while now? That's, I guess, my point.
I just
we love Jeremy. He's our guy, but...
This is not me tooting my own horn, because I said that Ayuk would be here. So that part of it I got wrong. But when I said that they had a deal in place on the trade... And they had a deal in place on what Ayuk's contract would be. It seems now like every big NFL insider, NFL Network has said that, ESPN has said that, some of these independent insiders now have jumped on that.
Yep.
They're all saying that the only hang up here is, I guess, San Francisco now with this last ditch effort to try to sign Ayuk. Let's see if this audio that Donnie just got us from Dan Graziano. Do we like Dan?
Sure.
He is the...
No opinion on Dan.
None whatsoever? Could you pick him out of a police lineup? He is on ESPN as an insider.
Yeah, because I just watched him on ESPN.
What did you think of the cut of his jib? Did he look like an honest broker?
Oh, honest John. Or an honest Dan in this case.
Donnie, do you think if we lined up 10 NFL insiders and I said pick out Dan Graziano, you could do it?
Yes.
Okay. If Adam Schefter, for power ranking NFL insiders, if Schefter is one, where is Graziano on the list? Does he crack top five?
No.
So we're about to hear from the sixth best NFL insider in your opinion?
Here, let's rank five. Schefter, Rap Sheet, Fowler. Don't we consider Jeremy our guy or no? Okay.
He's being groomed to be the next Schefter.
Garofalo?
Sure.
All right. Jay Glazer for sure.
What about Pelissero?
Pelissero, six. Jay Glazer.
How about Jason LaCanfora?
Seven.
I'm going to actually take that back. He now just wants to tweet about the Orioles and the U.S. soccer team.
He loves to tweet. I'll tell you what, Jason's never complained in his life about a team, ever.
And a lot of anti-Trump stuff as well. I don't know if you saw that.
He gets madder about United States men's soccer, though, than anyone I've ever met.
So I'm going to actually
say... Greg Berhalter guy is public enemy
number
one.
I'm going to say right now, Graziano ahead of him.
Based on what?
Because I don't think... when was the last time you saw...
Yeah, he's more of an Orioles guy now. He likes to tweet his whole show rundown, too, where they've got their, like, QC kinetics in there.
It's Orioles crush Trump, and this U.S. soccer team is a disaster. That's pretty much sums up every day I see of Jason LaCanfora on Twitter.
Okay, so if you want to take him off the list, we've still got like who's Jonathan Jones at CBS? He's been on the rise.
You put him ahead of Graziano?
I might. Who's CBS? I think he's CBS's chief NFL insider. Florio.
I'm going to put Florio ahead of him. All right, so we're like seventh.
Let's say Graziano. No, now you're trying to make him the Brandon Ayuk of insiders when he's not.
Okay, so we have the sixth best NFL insider here.
I'm not co-signing this. No
offense
to Dan. We have
the fifth best NFL insider on ESPN.
Giving the best journalist since Walter Cronkite.
Giving the latest on Ayuk.
Oh, well, it's not insignificant. I mean, remember, they also have their left tackle, Trent Williams, who's holding out looking for more money. They're paying George Kittle big money. They're paying Fred Warner big money. Like, they're set up to win now. Brock Purdy will be extension eligible next offseason, and assuming another good year from him, he'll make a lot of money. I do think if Ayuk is on the 49ers this year, then I think you have to assume one or the other of him and Debo will be gone next year. If Ayuk signs a long-term extension, it makes it more likely that Debo moves on after this year. They are coming to the point, the 49ers, where they're going to have to make some decisions on some of those big money guys on their roster. But they're not there yet. And right now, they're a team that is determined to win this very next Super Bowl. There's obviously never been anybody closer to winning a Super Bowl without doing it than they just were. So they're in a win-now window. Ayuk is a big part of that. That's why they want him back. They don't want to trade him. And they would like to get to a resolution that makes him happy and keeps him on the team, if that is still possible.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that are easy, like you are on a witness stand, and we're just getting into the interrogation process.
Okay. All right.
Interrogation is actually probably the wrong word.
Or like if I were taking a lie detector, the baseline question type things.
Do you think the 49ers are a smart organization?
Yes.
Do you believe that in football economics, the price of things tend to go up as time goes by?
Yes.
Okay. So now that we've established both of those things.
Yes.
Graziano went through all the mouths they have to feed there, but said, this is a 49ers team that is trying to win a Super Bowl right now. They're the favorites to win it. They went to it last year. They're trying to win and said, basically made it sound like Debo Samuel, if he has to be, in the end, the guy that draws the short straw and gets told he's done after this season to make the Ayuk extension work, so be it, is how I take his comments.
Okay.
So all that being said, if this is how they felt all along, why didn't they get an Ayuk deal done in March, April, May, June, July, first half of August? I mean, if you agree with me that the longer you wait and wait for other teams to pay their
price
top wide receiver, it's going to go up. And so if you've always wanted to keep him...
You should be keeping him at the earliest possible juncture.
Right.
When you both agree on a number and then he can't come back to you and say, oh, these other guys signed.
Right. So that's why I patently disagree that the 49ers from the onset of this offseason thought, by hook or by crook, we're going to sign Brandon Ayuk to a contract extension.
Their behavior would have been different had that been the case.
Yes.
I agree with you there.
They tipped their hand when they drafted
Ricky Pearsall,
a wide receiver in the first round. And if you, your first comment was, you agreed that you think they're a smart organization.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to know he was not going to play for just $14 million there this year.
Presumably, they knew that he would value himself the way many other guys who had big seasons last year or have had two in a row pretty good seasons value themselves.
But hey, maybe they are making inroads. Mike Garofolo said that they're just one more thing that needs to be ironed out, although he is the only reporter right now that has that scoop. One more thing needs to be ironed out. Here he is on TV right now, Malzie, Mike Garofolo. Maybe we'll get an update. But we did have an update on Ayuk from practice. He was there. And Grant Cohen from SI was there to watch it all.
Day 15 of training camp, and whatever happened on the field today is completely irrelevant because Brandon Ayuk was there watching from the sideline. He was in between the two fields. He was about 60 yards away from Kyle Shanahan. He was wearing a red 49ers cutoff t-shirt. It's the first time I've seen him wear a 49ers logo in a while. Remember, he scrubbed his social media of all 49ers references. And he was drinking blue Gatorade, which is an interesting choice. I like blue Gatorade. I also feel that purple Gatorade is delicious.
Is he trying to go viral with this? Does he think like they'll laugh and say, I'm the Gatorade guy. I'll do an otherwise breathless report about a guy watching practice, but they'll know me as the Gatorade man?
He sounds like someone, remember America's Most Wanted?
Yes.
He sounds like someone that they'd have like a cop from a local jurisdiction where this unsolved crime was committed, and they're describing the suspect.
Correct.
He was wearing a red shirt at the time.
He was last seen purchasing a blue Gatorade. Blue Gatorade, a good flavor of Gatorade. I prefer purple, but blue, very good flavor. So clearly this evil perpetrator has good taste in Gatorade. I just looked up at the Pirates game and got real depressed.
Wow.
Real depressed. When even our old pal Shelby Cassese just tweets, holy cats.
This is rock bottom for them. It's going to be 10 in a row. They're down 8-0 in the third.
Somebody's got to wear this, and I think the uglier this streak gets objectively in terms of number of games. If it gets to like 15 in a row, a round number like that, I mean, I think double digits is a big deal, Pony.
Yeah.
If it gets to 15, I think Shelton's done.
Nobody has told me this.
After the season.
Well, I'm not going to say this now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm going to save it. Well, if you're a big Pirates fan, you might want to take me up on this advice. UPMC Health System, your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. They are trailing the Padres 8-0 in the fourth inning right now. I told Chris, man, we are the flagship, and I want the Pirates badly to be good, but I'm just going to be totally transparent with everybody. This game started about an hour and 15 minutes ago. It's sneaked up on me. I said, Chris, this is the first time all year I haven't really been interested in watching them.
This team turned to absolute crap in just stunningly short order.
Yep.
And that's what they are. That's what they are right now. They are atrocious. I want to say nastier words about them, but I'm not going to.
You give a guy away. He strikes you out 1-2-3 in the first inning. He strikes out 5 in a row to start the game. He is shoving it up your rear end, shutting you out through 3, now into the 4th, and you are crushing Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller's doing the same thing he did last year, man. Fading. What are those final numbers going to look like? His ERA is getting close to 4. When your ERA gets close to 4, you know what that makes you? An average starting pitcher. Anyways, it's time for our weekly chat with Steelers Insider, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorn, it is the Hawk Report. Brought to you by LGKG, Injury Lawyers. 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Training camp ends today, Jeff. We've got a lot of training camp-related questions to ask you. Let's start with this one. Who won camp? The Steelers' offense or the Steelers' defense?
Steelers' offense. The bar is set a little high for the defense, but I would say the offense made some progress, even though they didn't have their starting quarterback for, what, about half of it?
Jeff, what rookie from the start of camp until the end made the biggest gains?
Zach Frazier, from the start of camp to the end of camp. Now, Beanie Bishop's been a great story because he's been undrafted, but Frazier has steadily grown, and it's just writing on the wall time now for him to be the starter at center, and he earned it. He had to go in and show that he was the better guy, and I think he, from the beginning, you know, he did the little footwork things, but once they were able to put on the pads and he was able to show what he could do in open field and when they were actually hitting, his stock just continued to rise.
Who he's playing with, does it reflect that progress that you're talking about? Is he getting the first team rep snaps now, finally?
No, Nate Herbig was getting most of them today, although there were times where second team was running and even into the third team where Frazier was still the center, and Wilson would go back into the play just to get snaps with Zach Frazier, which I think
that's a good observation.
Speaks to what's going to happen in the future. But, yeah, I think it's writing on the wall time now.
Jeff, did they actually have a wide receiver after George Pickens that looked like they could fit the bill of wide receiver 2 if Brandon Ayuk does not become a Steeler?
So Van Jefferson's had a good camp. I would say he's in the top. He would be a 3 or a 4 with a really good receiving core, that he could be in that mix. I don't know if I want him as a 2. He's had a good camp. He's made some nice catches, been a vertical threat, shown good hands, run good routes, kept it kind of a low profile. And I'll even say this. I think we've talked to him every day in some respect, in some way or another. And every time he's, even with all the Ayuk stuff, he's handled himself very well and just worried about himself and what he can control. So Van Jefferson's had a nice camp. Would I say he's a 2? No. But I think he can be a guy that's in the mix.
Let's get the Hawk Report's 2024 biggest Steelers training camp disappointment.
Oh, Russ not being able to go at the beginning was disappointing. I would say the biggest disappointment out here in camp has probably been, I don't know if I expected a lot from Quez Watkins, but, you know, he's dropped a few passes. We saw what happened in the game when he was trying to field punts. It's really hard in a practice setting, but I think that's a guy that had an opportunity to really spark his career. And unless he has a late-minute comeback and his practices have been a little better, he's been a guy who's been pretty disappointing.
Jeff, one thing, a preconceived notion you had going into camp that was changed? Any kind of pleasant surprise, I guess I would call it?
I mean, Beanie Bishop has been a heck of a story. You kind of knew that he was going to get some run with the Cam Sutton suspension. He's been helped because Graylin Arnold has been on and off the field. Arnold went off again today. who is an experienced nickelback. So, yeah, I think Beanie's been the kind of the story. And I think Peyton Wilson's athleticism, I wanted to see it. And he's not perfect. You know, Cade Stover got him for a couple of plays. But, man.
Well, of course, you had to bring that up. You had to bring Cade Stover up. That was going to happen.
But I was talking to Aaron Curry today, and I mean, he was talking some glowing things about Peyton Wilson and the type of player he can be and how much work he does to be ready. So that's a guy who I feel a lot better about than, you know, just a rookie you're kind of unsure of heading into camp.
All right. Jeff Hathorn, the Hawk. His 2024 Steelers training camp most valuable player.
Wow. How about George Pickens? And I say that for a number of reasons. I think he's handled everything really well. I think he's come out. Here's what he's done. At times he would make catches and you would say, wow. But they would kind of celebrate the catch. Now he makes those catches, turns upfield and makes a play. He seems fully bought in. I would say George. Again, it's a practice setting, but George has stood out. And, man, obviously he needs to because it's George and everybody else at that position.
Much ado about nothing then with Pickens and Azani getting at each other the first couple days. That cooled off and developed into a normal relationship.
Yeah, I mean, we watched them in drills and, I mean, they're talking. Listen, I give Azani credit. Like, he came in, he's like, I was paid to make him better. And if I have to yell at him, I'll yell at him. I don't care who he is. And it
that
seems
sounds like
Mulsey
with Lennox.
What's that?
I said, that sounds like Mulsey with Lennox.
Yes.
Oh, you know
very
how it is,
so.
Jeff. When they're 5.5, they think they run the place. You know how it goes. Pony will know soon enough when Stella's telling him to shut up that she wants to watch, you know, whatever it is, Sesame Street.
You know
he's
what,
trying
Pony,
to get a game on TV.
1980 World Series.
Yeah.
Here's one to remember, Pony, because I can remember this vividly. The first eye roll you get from Stella.
Mm.
That's going to be the memorable. That's when it all changes right there.
Jeff, we'll talk again next week. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
You can get that Hawk report clip one more time, please, on his way out.
The Hawk.
She will give you an eye roll, although you have a good thing going. You have a little girl. She'll be at Amanda's throat. You will be the good guy. Trust me. Alex is the good guy with Lennox right now.
Donnie, was John Football a timeout dad, or was he a spanking dad? What was his philosophy on things?
I'd say more spanking than timeout.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad didn't beat me or anything, but I...
Sure.
I thought the...
He put
that
hand up.
I thought the reasonable amount of...
Whack on
correction.
The rump.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Roadhouse dad. He'd put on Roadhouse, he'd say, this is what's going to happen.
I mean, we got
football.
Patrick Swayze, we got Terry Funk, Sam Elliott.
He didn't...
And Terry Funk is supposed to be Sam Elliott's kid?
Yes, and he was 6 months older.
I love it.
I met John. He just didn't strike me as a guy that would say to Donnie, like, now, why don't you really think about what you're doing right now?
What was your dad like in that
Why
regard?
Don't you really just give this some thought?
What was your dad like as a disciplinarian?
He was like Homer Simpson to Bart Simpson.
He'd grab you by the throat.
No,
you
I
would have
grab
a comical. Your eyes would bug out. Your tongue would
but
go
he,
out.
He would. He was more of a do and not say.
And what was your mom like as a disciplinarian? Like Tommy Chong.
She's like, wait, what? Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. All right.
Yeah, we've already hired him. Big Bert, obviously one of the greatest PR people in the history of the NFL, Bert Lawton over there. I said, hey, Bert, can we get this guy a credential again to be with the team? It's kind of his thing. Bert said, we'll figure it out. And then I don't know if Bert knows that we have officially hired him and we need to figure it out.
Now.
But this is a public proclamation that Caboli's going to be A-OK. He's going to be covering the Steelers and the NFL as a whole.
Yes.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, it was a massive story when it was announced earlier in the week that Mark Caballi's time at The Athletic was over, and he announced that he was a free agent. Well, this would be like...
The Godfather 2 of stories.
This is like the rich getting richer, like Ohtani going to the Dodgers or something like that.
None of Mark's money deferred that we know of, though, like Ohtani's.
And does he have someone weaseling into his bank account making bets without him knowing? Is Harry Callis, his runner, doing those types of things? Probably not.
Hello! I'd like the over.
Worst kept secret, Mark Caballi is now part of the Pat McAfee team, as we predicted on the show when Mark was told sayonara by The Athletic. Mark, did you know the second The Athletic said goodbye that you were going to get hired by McAfee?
Well, this happened, the dismissement. First of all, I never knew that people viewed my life as a reality show, but I think it's turned into it right the past couple
of
days.
Here. Your story that you were hired by Pat, we were told by our web guy, is the second biggest story on the entire Odyssey family of websites today.
Mark, you are the main character on social media, and usually that's a bad thing, but in this case, I think it's a very good one.
Yeah, and I woke up with a really interesting DM from somebody.
Yes, now he is the main. That. Yeah, he's the main character now. I don't know. He might be looking for a job with McAfee
soon. We are going
to
probably fire you, is what I'll say about that guy. But anyways.
I hope not. I don't want anybody fired. Trust me, nobody fired. But, you know, a couple minutes, you know, actually it was probably 5 to 10 minutes after I announced the departure online that I got a call from Pat wanting to know what was going on. And I'm like, man, I can't even figure out what my name is right now because I wasn't really expecting this. And he mentioned, hey, we'll see what we can do. But I didn't hear from him for, you know, a day and a half to two. But he is a busy guy. Had to go to Raw in Austin, Texas later that day. And he has a show to work for. And this morning I wake up to an offer in my email. And when you get an offer,
is it like a formal offer? Like there's like a Word document? Or does it come from Pat and it's just like...
So you signed a contract.
It's just like, Mark. Hey, Mark, you want to come work here? And there's a number written in huge print. Yes, you know, check yes, no, like...
Pretty official. It was pretty official. I mean, he put a topper on it saying what he needed to say, but there was a document attached to it. Pretty a formal situation. How about that? Having a contract rather than being at will. That's pretty interesting there, huh? You know, when Pat McAfee calls and says, we want you to be a part of the show, we want to hire you, you think about what, 2 seconds? Especially if you're unemployed and say, absolutely, and that's where it was.
What are your job responsibilities and job description with McAfee now, Mark?
I think it's to be determined. I mean, first of all, it's going to be covering the Steelers. Obviously, there's a bunch of Pittsburgh people on that show, and they love the Steelers.
Am I right to believe?
So it's going to be some of that, some of the NFL.
Yeah, because he said Steelers/NFL, and I'm like, does that mean Caballi's going to get sent to the Super Bowl now and stuff like that by McAfee?
Whatever they think of on that particular day, I guess, you know, I think that will be something that's discussed of doing, you know, on a whim. Hey, how about going here and doing this? I'm like, well, whatever, you know, something like that. Obviously being on the show, maybe making some trips out to Indy and mostly it's going to be covering the team for him as sort of a correspondent. Is that a best word? For
I think that is a good
like,
word.
Yeah, like big news station, like CBS Nightly News.
I agree with that. You
news
are a Steelers correspondent,
yeah, they have
Mark
a European
Caballi.
Correspondent, London correspondent. So I like it when Pat does things like he did at the beginning of that clip where he talked up Bert Lauten and then he said, you know, we need to get that credential so because we just hire him. Pat, I think, always does that knowing he's already taken care of that, but he's great at doing the theater part of it. So I assume there's no issue there.
Yeah, I mean, I just talked to Bert right now, and he guaranteed me carte blanche of anywhere I want to go.
Carte blanche?
No, wow. Not really. Now, I don't even know how, you know, I don't have the vocabulary of you, Malzy, but I think I use that correctly. But
you did.
He said, well, we'll figure some stuff out. And he's right, you know. You know, I've known Bert for 20 years now, you know. He's probably going to be very close to being the most tenured PR director in Steelers history here coming up very soon. So we've been together for a while now. So he trusts me, I trust him, and I'm sure he'll get me in there just like
Mark, how excited for this are you? Because it's one thing to be writing under what eventually became under the banner of the old gray lady, the New York Times. Every Athletic link was a New York Times link not that long ago. That's how they changed it over. And now I feel like just being honest here, I feel like you get to do a lot of freewheeling stuff for a show that prides itself on wanting to have fun all the time and just, like, keeping it loose. I've got to imagine that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, all my life, you work for a newspaper, right? And you have rules, you got bosses. I'm not saying you don't have bosses right now, but, you know, one of my previous employers, if I wrote a tweet that they didn't like, I would get called out on it, stuff like
was that.
That's stuff you don't have to worry about now. No. It was before that.
Man, and knowing what you
maybe
tweet.
Right before that.
Knowing what you tweet, I think that they would probably be, you know, texting you constantly.
Now, I have nothing against Deshaun, but I just thought maybe he, as a someone that has his hands in everything, he might have been up your rear end about stuff.
Now,
like
were
that.
You were intrigued. There competing offers from what McAfee gave you?
Oh,
had other people
that's a
reached
great
out?
Question.
Oh, there's a million people. Well, not a million, but there's
like formal
a
job offer type stuff.
Yes,
had people
did you get another contract
about, yeah,
email
had
to
people
you?
Inquired about your services other than Pat?
Here's the thing. A lot of people did inquire, but I was, you know, just trying to hold it off a little bit because I was trying to see what was happening right here first because I, you know, had an inkling that something might be happening. I didn't want to say, oh, I meet with you, I'll do this, I'll do that, when I'm just going to tell them no in 2 days anyways. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting to see where this landed first. But there was some people I talked to, a lot of people that reached out, a lot of them, you know, bloggers and website guys and, you know, stuff to that nature. But it, you know, if this never would have come through, then I would have had to, you know, wait and see what happened here and maybe pursue a different way. I mean, I still have the, and that's what's great about Pat is I have the option if I want to just to go out and work anything else as well. I mean, as long as I give him priority number one, you know, once again, I could be the Pony Muller and Kaboom show if I wanted to, if you wanted to, right?
Because
he would let me do that.
So wow.
Was a pretty enticing offer there as well.
A lot of people are wondering, does this mean that for now your writing days are done as a Steelers correspondent?
Now, you see, I can write, and he did mention something about that. I could write, and they would be able to promote it somehow on the internet through their Twitter. I'm not quite sure. Once again, there's not a lot of details that went into that. So if I wanted to, I could. So I'll have to explore that maybe. Of, you know, maybe a blogish type thing, maybe something like that where they can promote stuff under their banner. Once again, this, if you know that those guys, there's not much scripted. Mm. So whatever they feel like that day or the day before, that is what happens. So I'm sure it's what it looks like when I start will be a little bit different 6 months from now.
What's the feeling? Like relief, happiness, all of the above? Like first feeling?
Were there tears of joy?
When you got the when you looked into your email and saw a contract offer, first thought reaction went through your head?
I can pay the bills.
Very pragmatic. Very pragmatic Kabbali.
You know, you got a 7 and 9 year old, right? And you got house payments like everybody else does, and you're thinking all of a sudden you're cut off. Now what am I going to do? You're doing the math. You're looking up unemployment pages of PA unemployment and stuff like that. You're like, so I would say relief, excitement.
Well, you seemed antsy yesterday because you were just tweeting about lantern flies incessantly. It seemed like
I was
time...
doing it again today, man. I went outside to try to. I have to do something with my concrete or something. I don't know.
That's, you know what? I know you're fully back, Kabbali.
I'm sure McAfee knows a guy.
You're fully back. I got to do something with my concrete. That is.
See, I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to get it done for free. Now that he's under the McAfee umbrella, someone's going to want to get into the McAfee orbit.
Pat,
and they're going to come do it for
Pat
nothing.
If Pat is so generous that he's got Mark signed up, but he's also going to give Mark freedom, maybe we should try to crawl under that umbrella.
Yeah. It is enticing.
Hey, can I go back to my concrete now?
Yes.
Man, I had to seal it, and my pump sprayer was clogged up. I'm out there trying to fix it, and I'm just getting bombarded by these.
Well, the only thing
slides.
We know about sealing on this show, judging by our commercials, is caulk. You know, you seal the caulk, all that stuff.
Yeah, we are big on caulk on this show. Yeah.
Those, I'm telling you, I tweeted yesterday, those lantern flies got quicker this year. I can't step on them as easily as I did last year. I don't know what's up with them. Maybe it's natural selection. I don't know.
Mark, here's the tip. You have to approach them directly from in front of them, like they have a blind spot right in front of them, and that's how you got to try to step on them.
Done.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, you can't approach from behind. Somehow they can see you.
Mark, you said on the air yesterday with Joe that there were rumblings that the Aiyuk thing was happening. Are you still hearing rumblings? Have the rumblings dried up? Are the rumblings gone?
No, I haven't heard any rumblings whatsoever. It was early rumblings yesterday that something was going to get done yesterday. A decision was going to be made. Maybe by that time, San Francisco up the ante a little bit. I'm not sure. All I do know is, and I've said this past couple days, is it's basically take it or leave it for the Steelers. Here's our offer. We got most of the leverage, if not all of it. If you want to pay him, take him back. If not, this is what we're offering. I don't think there's going to be any change with the Steelers' plan moving forward whatsoever. If you want him, this is what we're offering. If not, you have to deal with him or pay him. And that's just how Omar is extremely patient in that way. And I think he'll just continue to do that. I don't think there's no doubt he'll continue to do that.
So
it's all in their corner.
Okay.
It's all in San Francisco's corner. Whatever they want.
The Niners reporters were all over what he was wearing at practice, the kind
color
of Gatorade he was drinking.
Yeah.
He was back at practice today.
Did he dap up John Lynch?
He was wearing a red shirt, allegedly.
I'm so happy you brought that up, Mark, because I didn't want to leave that out for our listeners. There was an exchange. He gave Lynch a handshake. No, Lynch gave Aiyuk a handshake and pat on the back, but as the reporter pointed out, Cam Inman from the Bay Area News Group, the pat on the back and handshake was more about saying hi than it was about congratulating him on anything.
Okay.
Good to see you.
It's almost like a Seinfeld episode where you're trying to read somebody's body language.
Oh, absolutely.
Jerry, it was a congratulations handshake. I've been on the receiving.
Larry David would have had a field day with this. Anyways,
I'm
Mark.
Honestly, I'm like you, Malzy. I'm getting tired of it. Just either do it or don't. Crap or get off the pot, right?
How many times do you say
day.
That phrase in a very literal way to your son?
He blocked it up yesterday, too.
See, this is the kind of content McAfee can't wait for. He cannot.
Well, you know, sometimes he heard Donnie yesterday mention about his wrestling. He likes wrestling. That's where he came from. And he was in the car with me, and he goes, they're talking about me on the radio. I'm like, yeah, they are. Lucky they're not talking about you blocking up the toilet again.
Well, we are right now, so hopefully he finds a way to hear this
Mark,
clip.
Mark, we'll be watching you a lot more, and hopefully our listeners will be hearing from you a lot more on this station, too.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
See ya.
Bye, Mark.
Did not have time to get Mark's comments on what's going on in San Diego right now. I know he has opinions on that.
Shutout's over.
Now they're really starting to get to Perez. They're just going to, you know what they're going to do, Donnie?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.